In time. Okay, we are going forward now. Okay, people have arrived, the crowds, the knock, the banging down the doors, jumping in. Okay, we're on Test Ahmed Aleph. About 11 lines up from the bottom of the page. Thank you, Gil. Dorash, so it's another Maimra from Rav Chinana Bar Papa. And now that we get a drosha from him. My Dichsiv. What does it mean in the Pasuk, right? So this is a Pasuk, you Blessed Hashem, we'll see this, we can connect to this in Davening, I think it's from Shabbos Davening. Ronanu Tzadikim, right? Rejoice the righteous ones, Behashem, Laisharim, right? To the straight ones, Na'ava Sehila. It is fitting praise. It's fitting to praise for them to praise, okay? Comma. Right, Zeh Moshe Radovid. This is referring to these tzaddikim, the Lasharim, is Moshe Radovid. Shelo Shaltu, they didn't have. So Rashi says to be Ne'enim, to benefit from it. So Nehem, their haters, meaning their enemies, Bema'asehem, from their handiwork. Which we'll see, it's going to become self-evident, yeah? David, right, Dichsiv. So it says, with regards to David, Tovu Ba'oretz Sha'areha. Right? Did I miss a line? I missed the line. Let's go back. Yeah? Al-Tikrei Nava. So we're going back, okay? Don't call it Nava. Nava means fitting. Tehila, right? Ella, call it Nave Tehila, right? Nave Tehila means it's like a Mishkan. It's a praiseworthy Mishkan, right? So it's like a praiseworthy dwelling, yeah? So basically, we're going to talk about the dwellings that David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu were involved with. They created these things, and that no one was ever able to, like, misuse them. So basically they were hidden away so no Tommy hands could touch them.
So what was the first translation of Nava?
Nava, the first translating was fitting.
And the second one?
The second one is a dwelling place, or you can just call it a Mishkan. Tehillah is praiseworthy. Nava is fitting. Tehillah, I may have just said it because in English to say the, yeah?
Nava with an Aleph, though. What's Nava with an Aleph?
Nava. Well,
Nava's
fitting
in the Vay as a whole.
Yeah, but it's a whole, but they say it's a little more like a sanctuary.
Right.
Over here.
Nava,
oh, it maybe is, though. No, Nava Shamia, right. It means the dwelling place of I don't know, right, because it can be used as a place of dwelling.
Nava usually means pretty also, though.
It can also mean pretty as well, yeah.
That is.
Yeah, but it's changed. I looked in the dictionary, it's a variant of Na'eh as well.
So it's basically saying that instead of fitting, it means it's more like a sanctuary it's giving.
Yes. So, right. So there, Moshe Vadovich Shalosh Shaltu Soneyem. The Soneyem didn't have benefit, but Ma'aseyem. In their handiwork. David, Dichsiv, Tovu Ba'oretz Sha'areha. Right? They got swallowed up, they sunk, yeah, into the ground. Sha'areha, its gates. Okay, so maybe it's talking about the gates of Yerushalayim, or so the gates, certain gates over there, so which David HaMelech has made. And when the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, and they wanted to take the spoils away, yeah, the gates that David and Malachan made, these got swallowed up into the ground, so the evil Babylonians couldn't take them away. Now, Moshe, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we see this principle by Moshe? So, Amamar, Mishanivna Mikdash Rishon. From the time what they built the base of Mikdash Rishon, then, what did they do with the Mishkan, right? Now, the Mishkan's non-function. They don't need the Mishkan anymore. So, Nignaz, the Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed meaning the curtains and everything. Yeah, Karoshov, the beams. Karosov, the hooks. Abrichov, those kind of like bolts that go across, those are like things that fasten the cross together. The amudov, its columns, the adonov, and its sockets. The thing that it stands on, right? That's this week's Parsha, right? Maxis the Shekel, that's what we're giving the Maxis the Shekel for. Okay, so that was the put in Geniza. So Heicha, well, if you want to know where is the Geniza of the Mishkan, so Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Avimi, in the name of Avimi, Tachas Mechilos is underneath the tunnels, Shel Heichel, of the Heichel. So it's not in the tunnels, it's underneath the tunnels. And you know how hard it is to find tunnels. So Kalvachom, it's hard to find under tunnels. Okay, Tana Rabbanim, we got a Braisa. Soita Nosna Eineha, Soita, she was basically placed her eyes, yeah, B'misha Eino Roi La, somebody who's not fitting for her, right? That he was out of grounds, yeah? Marsha Biksha, what she wanted, Lo Nitan La, she didn't get, and furthermore, and Moshe Biyada, and what she already had, Biyada, what she already had, Nuts Lua Mimena, they took away from her. Meaning, she wanted to be Mizana with this guy, and be with him, and then basically that ended, because she got taken up to Shalayim for the Sota process, and she gets prohibited to her husband, and, well, even if she admits, yeah, she's going to be Osa to both of them. Right, that's the rule. She's Osa to the... If a sota says I was Tomei, right? So she could never go back to her husband, and she also cannot have relations with that man again, who she is her lover.
Well, she could, but she can't marry.
Well, yeah, but it would be an issa now to have relations, meaning another. Yeah, it would still be osa though.
Right.
In
other words,
not
his.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It'll be osa even if he divorced.
No, but normally, let's say someone had a bad marriage. Yeah. And she wanted to get out of there, yeah. And she liked this other guy, and she didn't do anything, yeah. So if they got divorced, then she can marry this other guy. Problem is over here. Since she had relations with this other guy, now the rule is that she's forbidden to him forever.
She can't marry.
She can't have relations. No, she can't. There's a prohibition. It's a problem. Yeah, she didn't get. Okay, Shekol, and this is a general rule. Yeah, Shekol hanoisen einav, that anybody who places his eyes for Masha eino shelo, something that's not destined for him. Or in the meanwhile, it's by the other person. Marsha Mavakesh, what that he wants, ain't noisdim lo, they don't give to him. Right? Marsha Biyada, and furthermore, what's in his hand, noitlin hemenu, they take away from him. And we're going to show examples of this.
You should have looked at my 4-12 year old phone.
Well, maybe. Okay. V'chein matzin. We're gonna have examples of it. Let's see. We're gonna do a case study now. Okay. V'chein matzinu. Right. Benachash hakadmoni. We find with the original snake, the first snake, shenosan einav, that he placed his eyes. Bema she'enu roi lo, that something's not roi for him, meaning hava, yeah. Moshe bekeish, what he wanted, hava, lo nisnu lo, it wasn't given to him. And Moshe biado, and what he had already, which we can see, which was pretty upstanding. Yes, very good. Yeah, yeah. Not luhu, heimenu, they took it from him. Okay, now so we're gonna go through the pesukim, yeah. We're going to say what the original plan was for the snake, what was coming to him, and what he lost. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, said Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti, I said, meaning my plan was, Yehei Melech Al Kol, he should be the Melech on all Behemoth HaChaya, all of the animal kingdom. Right? So fine, you basically, you know, now, but Achshav, but now that he has sinned, Oro Hu, now he's cursed more, mikol behema or mikol chayes asoda, from all of the animals and all of the wild beasts of the field. So basically, he went from the top to the bottom. Now, next thing he was going to get the plan Ani Amarti, that's Ani Amarti, that means Hashem. I said, Yehelech Bekoim Azukufa, like Gil was said, right? In an upright, he's going to walk upright. Yeah? Achsha, but now he's sinned. Yeah, Al Gechoino Yehelech. On his belly, he will walk. Okay? Number three, Ani Amarti, Hashem said, I said, Yehe Ma'acholoi, his food's going to be Ma'achol Adam. He's going to eat human food. Right? Achshav, but now he's sinned. Yeah, offer Yochal. He's going to eat the dirt of the dirt. Okay? So that was Hashem. So there was, I think there was three things there or something. Three things that Hashem said that the plan was going to be. Right? And he lost all those. Now, who are Ma? Now, the snake said, yeah, Eroges Adam, I'm going to kill Adam, yeah, Ve'esor es Chava, and I'm going to marry Chava. Okay, that was his plan, yeah. Achsha, but now, yeah, what happened? Eva, right, hatred, Oshis, I will place, Beincha, between you, Mr. Snake, Ubein Ha'isha, and between the woman, Ubein Zarecha, Uvein Zorah, between your progeny and her progeny, basically there's going to be an eternal struggle, fighting. Right, so basically that was taken away from him, this relationship. V'chein Metzinu, and similar we find in other examples in the Torah. But Cain, to Rashi says that what was with Cain? Cain was jealous of Hebel because Hebel had an extra sister. He was born with two twins. Yeah, so there was the right, and Cain was only born with one twin, and he wanted to marry Hevel's second sister. Okay, and it all went bad. But Korach, right? He wanted the kahuna, yeah, and he didn't get it. He got the pits. Yeah, or Bilam, he wanted Bullock's money, and then he died before he was able to get it. Yeah, the Doeg was jealous of David HaMelech's Torah, and he died young. But Achitofel wanted to be the king, and he died young. Gehazi, he wanted the Naaman's wealth, right? He saw that the king Naaman came from wherever he came from, up north or whatever, across the Jordan. I don't know where he was exactly, but he offered loads of money to Elisha, and Gehazi wanted it, and Gehazi became a Taras. He got Taras in the end. But Avshalom wanted the Malucha from David HaMelech, and he died whilst trying to get it. But Adoniyahu, he desired Avishag, which was the maidservant of David HaMelech, and he was killed. Uzziyahu is, I think, is a king. Yeah, he wanted the kahuna to be a Kohen, and he got Saras, and so and stopped him. Haman coming up. Ooh. Yeah. So Shenosnu, all of these people, they placed Einayim, Bema She'eno Roi Lahem, that something's not Roi Lahem. Marsha Bikshu, yeah, Lo Nitan Lahem, wasn't given to them. And Marsha Biyodom, and what is in their hands, not Luhu Mihem. We're just going to finish to get to the Mishnah. It's straightforward, this next bit. Yeah, now this is the bit we're all more familiar with in the Mishnah, that it says it's first the leg and then second the belly. Okay, so B'yarech his Chila, B'Averim Chuli. So Mina Hani Mili, where do we know it's the leg and then the belly? Yeah. Ilema, basically here the Gemara is gonna be doing introduce it, because really this is a steering Pesukim over here. And if you look in the Torah, there's a contradiction in the Pesukim. So if you want to say the source of this, like it's gonna be like kind of like you'll see. Ilema Mishum Dichsib. If you want to say it's from the following Pasuk, yeah, Beseis in the giving Hashem, es your chaych, your thigh, noifales, that it's going to collapse, your thigh is going to collapse, so that sounds right. Ve'es bitnech tsova, and your belly is going to burst or blow up, so that sounds good, right? Vaxi, but there's a possibility that says not like that. It also says v'tzavsavitna, and it's going to blow up her belly for nafli orecha, and then her leg's going to collapse. So basically, this is steering pesukim. So ama abaye. So it says abaye. This is the teretz. Yeah, ki layit. When he curses her, he's going to tell. Right, this is the curse. Basically, he's saying that if you don't, if you're going to drink the water, this is going to be happen to you. And he does a curse. We're going to explain that later in the Masechta. So layit techila. First, he curses the Yorech. And then the Hada, and then afterwards the bottom light. Then he curses the belly.
Light
means curse in Aramaic. Curse.
Is there enough for me between me curse first and curse second?
Well, we're saying because it's Mida Kenega Mida.
Not
that I'm aware of. Yeah, because let's see the whole thing, because you're gonna see it's interesting. Maya, but the water ki bad ki, when they check her out, meaning they do their job. Yeah, ki orchaihu in their way, meaning the way that liquid goes into the body. First, right, the water gets to your belly before it gets to your leg, unless you spilt it. Yeah, bodki beten bereisha. They go into the belly. Yeah, and then it I suppose goes out vahada yorech. So basically, we see all that. So in the pesukim, the speech about the curse, we say it's the mida kenega mida aspect, that it's the leg and then the belly. But with regards to when it's saying this will happen to you, yeah, it's going to be the belly and then the leg. Ah, but wait a second, says the Gemara. Baklala nami. But wait a second, according to what you said about it, even in the Pesukim with regards to the klala, according to the curse, it's kasiv l'tzvois beten, yeah, uvalan pil yorech. It says first the belly and then the yorech. So what's going on over here? So answer the Gemara. Hahu demoidala. Now that is coming to tell you that they have to do a disclaimer. They have to tell her. Koyin the beten bereisha. They have to explain to the woman, because she's like, first you should know though that even though we cursed you, that it's going to be the leg then the belly, but you should know that the way it's going to happen, yeah, it's going to be the beten first, v'hada yarech, and then the leg, because why? Shaloi lehoitzi, that you shouldn't lehoitzi la'az, people shouldn't say bad things, alamayim amorim. People basically shouldn't say the water doesn't work. So what happens? Because if she started, right, the Cohen told her that it's going to be the leg, and then it's going to be the belly. So she drinks this water, and suddenly her belly starts hurting. She said, "Oh, it's not like the Cohen told me. It's all fake." And she said, "Maybe something else. Maybe it was just the I've got an acidic stomach or something." She's not going to believe it. We want to know that when a person's getting punished, they should know what's and they shouldn't mutzi las on the maimamorim. We'll stop here. No.